So these should be great events at fall meeting. In addition to those, we also have a private room dedicated for one-on-one sessions with attorneys for a portion of the meeting, where you can simply sign up for time slot and then meet with an attorney one-on-one to ask questions in private. You can find out more about all of these events by going to the AGU fall meeting website and clicking on the events section. The times and locations are now posted for these events. So now I would like to introduce our presenter today, Peter Fontaine. Peter comes to us from the Cozen O'Connor Co-Chair of Energy, Environmental and Climate Change Practice. And Peter is an environmental lawyer with expertise in clean air and climate change law. He previously served as an attorney with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in Washington, D.C., where he enforced the Clean Air Act and served on EPA's first multimedia enforcement task force. He represents clients in a variety of federal and state environmental, regulatory, and litigation matters, and counsels renewable energy and clean transportation companies, including a leading electric vehicle charging company. In 2009, he helped form the Battery Electric Vehicle Coalition, a trade group to advocate for changes in federal law to catalyze a market for EVs. He is a frequent writer and speaker on environmental and sustainability issues. He currently chairs Camden County's Open Space Advisory Committee to conserve farmland and open space, and is a board member of the New Jersey Conservation Foundation. And he is joining us today to present an inside look at the Michael Mann case. And Peter, I will leave it to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction, Elizabeth. I'm really honored and privileged to be a part of this webinar series. I think that it's extremely important to be able to talk about the issues that are confronting scientists and academics. And so what we thought would be helpful today is to give an overview of the recent litigation involving the University of Virginia and our client, Dr. Michael Mann, who was formerly a professor at the University of Virginia, concerning an effort to obtain email correspondence of Dr. Mann while he was an assistant professor at the university under the Virginia FOIA law, the Freedom of Information Act. I wanted to initially go over a few scope issues and caveats. I wanted to focus this presentation on the Freedom of Information Act. And specifically, I'll be talking about Virginia's Act because the litigation that we are involved in is under that statute. I will not be talking about rules of civil procedure or evidence. Unlike Michael Gerard, who spoke at the last webinar and talked more broadly about some of the other additional issues concerning civil discovery and the rules of civil procedure. I'm going to be talking about state FOIA laws, not federal. As most of you probably know, the majority of the states out there have analogous Freedom of Information Act laws, but the rules are different in each state. What constitutes a public document or a public record is different in each state. What is exempt or otherwise privileged under those laws is different typically in each state.